This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2022 Virgo New Moon. The new moon takes place on August 27, 2022 at 1:16 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 4:16 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 8:16 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 4 degrees Virgo 3 minutes. The Virgo New Moon offers fresh starts and clean sweeps with gusto. It's a highly intellectual moon that supports analytical and discerning approaches without emotional fuss and bother. Virgo has a bent for assessing anything with an eye toward how it could be better. The sign encourages organizing, noticing, and chewing on details, and drawing and enforcing boundaries. This moon has a decided back-to-school, back-to-work vibe, even if your part of the planet is not currently experiencing summer. In this atmosphere, it feels appropriate to tidy, to get serious, to clean up your environment or diet or habits, and to return to an orderly routine. Sound boring? Probably not. It holds the prospect of bringing grounding and sanity into your life, which could be mighty appealing after a summer of upheaval. Okay, a year. Okay, a few years. As simple an act as doing the dishes might be exactly what you need to feel better and gain the clarity to tackle even more. And you have motivation. This moon comes with pep talks, with a cosmic cheering section, with hands shoving you to put ideas into action. Ideas and projects have no chance of standing still with the moon exactly squaring Mars, planet of push. A square demands action. Mars is all about action, and he's currently in a fast-moving every-which-way mode. Mars is in Gemini, whipping up conversations and messaging, flooding data streams, unleashing juggling and multitasking, as well as a lot of arguments and fighting words. His time there starts August 20th, a week before the new moon. It's effectively kicking off his tour of duty, which will last an uncommon 7 months. Gemini is mutable air, flexible, changeable. Now you see it, now you don't. While Virgo is mutable earth, flexible, changeable, very much on the ground and in the present. Their current clash is not ephemeral, though, given Mars's schedule. The collision between Mars and the new moon is giving practical, tangible form to ideas and campaigns that could blossom over the rest of the year and beyond, instead of the usual lunar cycle. Their clash may not be exceptionally challenging, either. Both the moon and Mars are answering to communication god Mercury, ruler of Gemini and Virgo. Mercury in Libra is semi-sextile the moon, an uncomfortable aspect that invites, read, nudges toward, dealing with situations in a new and improved way. Facing up and talking may not be all that difficult or unpleasant, because Mercury is also trying Mars, making for an easy flow of information, conversation, and collaboration. All of this has a mushrooming, larger-than-life quality. The Moon and Mercury both have less-than-flowing contacts to Jupiter, the guy who ups the ante for any action. The Moon is inconjunct, which requires a zigzag instead of going from point A to B, and Mercury is opposite, which creates tension and frustration. Neither has an onerous or dramatic impact. Jupiter contacts tend to be nuanced, amplifying energies rather than bashing anyone in the head. His role in this lineup is likely to encourage self-starting and daring, as well as echo the excitement coming off Mars. How to work with this moon? Read. Talk. Make to-do lists. Declutter your mind and information sources. Reorganize your diet and daily routine. Talk more. Walk your talk. Collaborate. Mercury's in partnership-oriented Libra. Start projects that have scared you. Start projects that energize you. Keep your knees loose and be ready to adapt and improve as circumstances shift. You'll learn more about this in my forecast for the month of August, which is up at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, including a long discussion of Mars in Gemini and his upcoming retrograde later this year. And I'm deeply grateful to the people who support me on Patreon. Thanks, guys. I'm on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.